pulsing inside of me, ready to explode. It spent over an hour doing nothing but collecting and depositing magic inside of me. Adam had laughed, telling me I'd be lit up enough to power the city. I was hoping it wouldn't be the case, since the plan was to use and dump the magic quickly enough not to pull attention to us. The entire crowd was hushed, as if this was a monumental event in time, which it wasn't. I'd never understood the draw of the Fae until I'd melted against Ryder. His blistering heat had drawn me in like a moth to a flame. He owned my mind without having to turn me fizz. My thoughts constantly flowed to him and our time in Faerie. "Showtime," Adam said as a sleek black limo pulled up to the steps of the courthouse. It was something they would never allow for anyone else. I turned my head and gave him a reassuring smile, and we pushed through the crowd as the flash mob started up. It was the perfect disguise for what we had planned, or would have been until Ryder stepped from the limo and his men stepped from the crowd to create a guard around the princess. It was now or never. The mob was dancing to Kesha's "Your Love Is My Drug," as if they couldn't have picked a more annoying song. I stepped from the group with Larissa and Adam pushing power into me. Ryder's eyes landed on us fleetingly. "Shit, dance!" I said, starting to move with the group, if not horribly off-kilter. His eyes moved through the crowd and off of us. I almost exploded into laughter at how goofy and bad we danced, but the situation was dire, and laughter was something we could do later when we'd finished it. As the group of men parted to allow Ariana to wave at the mob, I stopped moving with the crowd and sent my second sight searching her. Nothing happened. I pumped up the magical juice and almost threw up. "Oh my God," I uttered. I shook my head and stepped back, as if I could not put enough distance between me and the horror I was seeing. "Shit, Sin, go dark," Adam shouted, but it was too late. Ryder had seen me. "Fuck, split up, blend in," I shouted, already retreating into the mass of dancers. I couldn't shake the power pulsing through me. I growled, scaring a few of the humans who had joined the tweet about the flash mob Terrence had sent out. I could feel Ryder bearing down on me, hunting me. But when I looked over my shoulder, it wasn't me he had gone after. He'd gone after Adam. He held him by the back of his hood. Adam shook his head. He was telling me to go. "Let him go, Ryder," I shouted, wishing the music would stop.
"I told you, Sin, that when I found you, I would punish you. You only feel when something is taken away from you, pet."
He turned, smiling coldly at Adam, who was now struggling in earnest to get away from him. "Ryder, take me. Let him go," I whispered, knowing he would hear it over the crowd that had now sensed danger. He didn't listen. Instead, he turned and propelled Adam to Dristan, who grinned and touched Adam. I felt the connection I shared with Adam waver briefly. He was trying to keep me from feeling what was going on. I watched his eyes as they settled on me and locked. I shook my head in denial. Ryder wouldn't allow this. The noise went silent around me, as if I'd stepped out of reality. The only sound I heard was my own blood flowing inside my ears and my own breathing as everything went still around me, frozen in time. Dristan was trying to turn Adam fizz. It was too much, and everything inside of me snapped as the world stopped around me, like a vacuum. One minute I was standing silently, the next I was screaming my pain with everything inside of me, everything I had. I would die before I let the Fae hurt my family again. Glass exploded from the limo and the surrounding buildings, crashing to the pavement below. Humans screamed in pain as they hit the ground. I couldn't stop. Something inside of me had broken open and was demanding to come out. I barely registered the shock on Ryder and Dristan's face as they watched me. I couldn't stop it. Whatever had opened just kept coming. I couldn't focus on anything, and yet I saw everything, as if I was standing above, watching as my body wreaked havoc on anyone foolish enough to not run away. I could see fear, smell it. It was intoxicating. My hair whipped with electrical current as the ozone grew thick around me. I tried pulling back. I was in trouble. Whatever was happening, I couldn't control it. I met Ryder's gaze and locked onto it. His nose was bleeding, but otherwise he seemed to be handling my power overload better than anyone else. He spoke low, clearly, and right to me, even though he addressed Driston.
"Driston, let Adam go,"
he growled, never letting my gaze move from his. Adam hit the pavement and stumbled over to me. Larissa crawled up from where she'd been taken to the ground with everyone else. The only sound was my labored breathing. I couldn't take my eyes from Ryder. He looked worried, and that wasn't something you see him show ever.
"Back up. Now,"
he said as he and his men started backing up slowly.
"Sin, you have to stop now,"
Adam shouted, but when I turned to meet his eyes, he flinched.
"Oh my God, Sin,"
he whispered, horrified. My chest was heaving, my face tilted to look up at him. Humans sobbed, and I tried to look at them, but Adrian sifted in and stopped me.
"Sin, look at me,"
Adrian said. I met his eyes and watched him flinch at the sight of me. My coven was here, unharmed, all trying to calm whatever was going on inside of me. They should be running away, all of them. Adrian cupped my face while Adam and Larissa tried draining the power from me. Ryder approached silently, his eyes meeting mine as I heard his shoes crunch against the pebbles in the road.
"She needs to come with me," he whispered to Adrian. "She has to release the power. If she doesn't, it will consume her mind. She doesn't have..."
He stopped, narrowing his eyes as Adam touched my face and pushed Adrian aside.
"A familiar."
He frowned, his eyes lighting up emerald and lime green, glowing. He looked as shocked as I felt, but his touch was calming. I felt my heart start up from where it had stopped, as if Adam's touch alone had jump-started something inside of me. He frowned as he met my eyes.
"Your eyes are fucking purple and blue, Sin."
I didn't answer him. I wasn't sure about anything just now. I just watched him, confused as to why his eyes also glowed. His were lined in a vivid colored lime and had never been that way before now. Was it because he was taking whatever it was that had broken inside of me out and into his own body? "I'm monster," I panted as tears started down my cheeks. Adam's eyes swirled with a mix of lime and emerald as he held on to me.
"I thought it was a dream. Only a fucking dream. All those years, Sin. I thought it couldn't be real. It didn't make sense then. But now I remember. I followed you here. I felt you here. From Fairy. You pulled me here, Sin, when you needed me,"
Adam whispered as his arm dropped back to his side. My body shook from the drain. My teeth chattered as I backed away from him. My head shook as Ryder, Adrian, and Adam all tried to move in closer to me.
"Stop. Just stop, Adam. This isn't happening. We have to go. Now, let's move,"
I whispered, turning to walk away. I felt like I was going to pass out, and we needed to be somewhere safe before I could do so. I didn't miss Ryder telling Zaruk to pull his men off the warehouse. He had known where we'd been hiding this entire time. When we were at a safe distance away, Larissa spun on us.
"Okay, what the fuck? What the hell just happened? And why are your eyes glowing?"
I wiped my eyes and shook my head. "I don't know. I don't know what's happening to me," I mumbled. I couldn't explain it to her any more than I could to myself. Adam looked as upset as I did. He kept looking at his hands like they belonged to someone else.
"We need to go to the guild. Now,"
Larissa said, keeping a safe distance from us as if we suddenly had become strangers.
"Did you get what we came for?"
she continued. "Ariana, well, she's made of at least a few of the victims. She's been sewn together magically, for lack of a better description, with pieces. But something or someone is controlling her. She has no blood, no heat. She's just dead, like a puppet. Taking her down would be easy, but it wouldn't stop whoever is controlling her." So she's a zombie, one who is made up of other people's parts? Larissa asked as she sheepishly looked from me to Adam and back again. How bad do we look, Laurie? I asked, reading the fear in her eyes. She smiled, but it didn't touch her eyes. You both look fey right now. We have to get you back to the guild. Alden will know how to stop it. Stop what? Larissa, you don't just choose to become fey. If we look fey, then we were born fey. She was in denial. Hell, I was in denial. I turned and looked at Adam. He looked exactly as he had before, but his eyes glowed in two different colors now. The guild can't help us, Larissa. They don't allow Faye inside. We need to go home and figure out how we can find the killer before he kills more innocent people. She nodded, but didn't move from where she stood at a safe distance. I need to know something first. She hesitated as if she was picking each word carefully. Did either of you know what you were? I need you to be honest, because if you did, we need to be prepared for when the guild comes after us. Larissa, I don't even know how this is possible. I hate the Fae. They killed my parents. Look, we lived inside the guild with you. How could we have known? The panic showed in my voice as it shook with tears. I'm so sorry, guys. I mean, I know you couldn't have known. I just had to ask. This doesn't change who you are, and you're my family. Fae or not, we only have each other. She whispered, stepping closer. We walked home silently. The mission had been successful, and yet it felt like a loss. I'd felt myself changing. I'd watched the horror on the innocent faces around me that I'd hurt. I had hurt them. Not Ryder, not the dead puppet. Me. Everything was happening too fast. How could I be Fae? It made no sense, and I wasn't ready to accept it. I stood, looking at the mirror in my room, just staring at myself as I listened to Larissa comfort Adam in her bedroom. My eyes now had two layers of iris surrounding the pupil. The first layer closest to the pupil was the same turbulent azure blue it had always been, and around it was a ring in a light color of purple, surrounded by a very thin black ring. The muffled sounds told me that Larissa was doing a little more than just comforting Adam, so I grabbed a jacket and headed out. I had no idea where I was going until I stood in front of my parents' house. The Victorian-style house I had spent a small part of my childhood in was still standing. It was canary yellow. I could still remember my father painting it. Mom had said he should have just hired someone to do the job, but he'd laughed and said it was his home, and it was a labor of love. Had they been hiding me, as Ryder and his men had been discussing when they thought I couldn't hear them? Why would guild witches take in a fey child? I let out a deep breath, realizing it didn't matter now. No one could answer those questions since they had died protecting me. Cynthia. Alden's voice penetrated my mind as he slipped his bigger hand inside mine. I'm sorry. Sorry for what, Alden? I whispered, turning my eyes to him. I always knew you were different. Knew something was off about you. You have to understand something, Cynthia. My sister, your mother, she loved you. Made me promise to raise you up with other witches if anything happened to her. She never did say why, but after watching the news today, well, I can only assume she knew what you were. I got them killed, Alden, I murmured, wiping at the angry tears that tried to fight free and won. Nah, they chose to help you. They couldn't have kids. You filled a void, Cynthia. You became the center of their universe. They died protecting you. From what? Well, I have no idea, but you need to let them go. It's time. You can't keep doing this, blaming yourself. I can't keep blaming you either. We both need to let them go. The guild will hunt us now for breach of contract. No. I filed a report that said we knew the entire time.
Mary had me run those tests on you and that boy. She saved us. Even back then, she was protecting us. The woman stopped me from blaming you when I found you covered in blood.
He stopped, clearing his throat from where tears had grown thick inside of it.
I thought it was you. And then I realized what you were doing, trying to put her back together.
He stopped, rubbing his eyes.
You were so young, Cynthia. You couldn't have saved them. You would have just died with them.
He finished. I did die with them, Alden. I sobbed, no longer caring that I looked weak. I never left that house that day. I finished and wiped my eyes again before letting a shaky breath out.
I know. I'm the one who carried you out, Sin. I took you to my home, and then Adam showed up. He was young and left on the steps, abandoned and alone like you. He held you for hours, and eventually you both slept. When you woke up the next morning, you were no longer a child.
He smiled and narrowed his eyes on me.
You wanted to know how to fight, how to be stronger. Here was this little 5-year-old girl who wouldn't talk, but was working harder than most of the graduating class that year. You did everything, right down to tapping a ley line and pulling it to the guild, which was the first indication that you were different, Sin.
They said I was allergic to the lines. I said, incredulous.
You weren't. Oh, I know they said so.
He held up his hands to stop me.
But you are Fae, Cynthia. If they were hiding you, then they would have had to keep you from connecting to a line. Every time one is tapped by a cast of the Fae, it sends out a trail that would have made it possible for someone to follow it back to you.
What if I tapped one when I was young, and it sent whoever I was hiding from a signal? I was thinking out loud.
It's possible, Sin, but we could play what-ifs all day long. My sister is dead. She wouldn't want you to be suffering still. I admit that I blamed you for a long time, but I let it go. You need to now as well. She wouldn't want you to live like this, Sin. And if she died protecting you, she had a damn good reason for doing so.
Aren't you supposed to be in lockdown, Alden? I said, coming out of my stupor and noticing the 12 paladins standing around us. Their white metal armor and wicked silver weapons challenged any threat to Alden openly. He laughed.
I knew I would find you here, and I knew you'd have questions. I don't have the answers, Cynthia. Hell, I've probably as many questions as you do now. But I knew you'd need family, and you're all I have. Also, Ryder has threatened the guild with payback for the killings at his club. I issued no orders for an attack. It didn't come from us. And you have his ear, girl. Use it.
I snorted. Have you met Ryder? That man makes my stubbornness look like nothing. Besides that, I don't have his ear. I may be under contract with him, but I'm his enemy right now, right along with the rest of the guild.
We were talking. We'd never spoken about his sister before. Hell, we didn't actually talk to each other unless he was training me or giving me an assignment. It was awkward, but I needed it more than I could admit. He's planning something, so we're evacuating the guild. Only the keepers of the guild will remain. The books and records have to be protected.
Sin.
He hesitated, running his hand through his messed up hair. He looked as if he'd been doing it for a few hours.
I don't know all the ins and outs of it with the Fae, but now I know you're gonna need to feed eventually. Marie thought Ryder could help you.
Before it made no sense, but now it's starting to. She left us instructions in case anything ever happened to her. She told me you would need to seek him out. I figured when they requested our help that it was the perfect time to carry out her wishes and see what came of it.
He shrugged his wide shoulders.
Figured if nothing happened, or if Ryder wasn't able to see anything different inside of you, that maybe everyone had just been worried for nothing.
He said, "So you think I should feed from Ryder?" I asked, narrowing my eyes.
"No." He turned bright red as he responded.
"No, of course not, Sin."
He rubbed the back of his neck and laughed uncomfortably. "I just think that the first time you do, you should be with someone you couldn't hurt.
Or kill." I said what he hadn't. He nodded, his face sagging with relief that I'd said it instead of him. He looked as if he'd aged since I'd seen him last, and maybe we all had. Cynthia, I'm looking into the records to see if anyone has ever succeeded in stopping a fae from turning. I can't promise results, but maybe we can find something to slow it down until I can. I can't bring back my sister, but I can protect what she loved the most. You. I get it, Alden, I snapped. I hadn't thought about feeding yet. Hell, I couldn't even grasp the reality of what was happening. We got bigger problems than me feeding. Ariana isn't what she appears to be. She's got pieces from our victims magically sewn to her like a fucking quilt. I was dodging emotions again, and from the grin he flashed, he was thankful I had. And then Alden swore violently. Necromancer? Not quite. More like a puppet. Her eyes take in everything, as if someone is controlling her and seeing through her. I need to get to her, to get to the one controlling her. Get the master's attention, and maybe it will stop the killings. Problem is, I'd need to kill his puppet to draw him out, Alden. And doing so could start a war if you get caught before you can kill her and break whatever spell is covering up the fact that she's nothing more than a fucking puppet, he said, rubbing the bridge of his nose. Good grief. If she is what you say she is, the implications between the dark and the light, Fae. I can't do it without a team, Alden, and I won't do it without knowing the guild is being cleared out and made safe from any repercussions that might come back on us. I can't give you the okay to kill the light heir, Cynthia, even if she isn't who she says she is. I felt my stomach drop as he shook his head. But I can give you a team and assure you that the guild will be safe. I smiled slowly. So, unofficially, I have your permission, but if anyone asked... He smirked. If anyone asked, this conversation never happened. He stepped closer, placing his arms on my shoulders. I don't show emotion, kid, and I think it rubbed off on you a little bit more than I thought. I'd like to think you know that. Well, that I consider you family, and have ever since my sister brought you home in diapers. Be careful, Sin. I can't claim responsibility, which means no one will come to help you if you get caught. You'd be at the Dark Prince's mercy. I nodded and exhaled slowly. You have. Have what? He asked, narrowing his eyes. I'm strong because you showed me how to be. I'm faster because you made sure I knew what could happen if I wasn't fast enough. I'm me because you raised me, Alden. You raised us all, and maybe you rubbing off on us wasn't a bad thing. Hard lessons aren't easy to teach children. We're stronger because you made us into what we needed to be. Chapter 34. I watched Ryder and his men moving into the room below. There were hundreds of Fae gathered inside the ballroom of the Dark Fortress, along with human dignitaries and members of the press. Security was next to impossible to bypass, so just getting to the rooftop where we were crouched had been a death-defying feat without the team being detected. Last chance to back out, guys. If this goes wrong, we're dead. No one will be able to save our asses. I need to know you can do this job. If you're thinking this is too much, then it probably is. I know most of you are here because the guild is on the line. I get it. You're pissed. So am I. But the Fae are not the bad people here tonight. No attacking them unless you have no other option. I searched each face of the team I'd trained with. I knew their weaknesses. I knew their strengths. These were my people. They were why I fought and would continue to no matter what DNA I had been born with. They were good people, trustworthy, but this mission was suicide. I was asking for their lives. But if we couldn't stop Ryder from blaming the guild, they'd have to hide like rats in the sewers, and they deserved better. 12 sets of sober eyes looked up to me with no doubt or reserve about giving their lives to ensure the guild stayed up and running. I exhaled a shaky breath and looked to Adam and Larissa, who, like me, had dressed in black leather. The others had on black fatigues. Adam, blow it, I said, clasping the rope into my harness. We waited, watching the Fae beneath us as they laughed and danced, unaware that we were about to crash the party. As the glass shattered, I jumped, making sure I was the first on the surface to throw up the shield to protect the others as they came down. Eyes closed, arms out from my sides, I sailed through the air with a smirk on my lips as screams erupted. When I was a few feet from the floor, I flipped so that I landed facing Raider. I landed hard but tossed up the shield, throwing Faye around the room and cutting one half of the crowd off from the other as it went up smoothly. When it was fully erected, I looked up and undid the hook as I watched the rest of the strike team come down. Ryder and his men surrounded Ariana, and that would be a problem if it wasn't one we'd expected. I wasn't sure Larissa's magic would be strong enough to bring them in and consume their minds. Adam signaled as he hit the floor, and the music swiftly changed to Crazy Town's Butterfly. "Go time. You're on, Larissa," I said, turning to meet her smiling eyes. I met the death shining in Ryder's eyes. He'd kill me without thinking twice now. I was technically only fulfilling my contract. It just wasn't playing out in a way he had expected. His nostrils flared as the tick in his jaw started up. I blew him a kiss and sent my residual magic into Larissa. The team took over and kept the shield up, protecting Adam and Lari as she started moving, sending her power out to flow through the room. She'd caught enough Fae with her seduction spell to ensure Ryder and the 13 would be the only obstacles in my way. Only a few of the Fae had begun to follow Larissa's dance steps. The rest were glaring murderous looks at us. Ryder strode toward us in long, angry strides that made him look dark and seductive while showing just how deadly he was. His body sizzled with electrical current. I faltered briefly. Images of his mouth pleasuring me flooded my mind. The feel of his naked skin touching mine, sweat covering our bodies while we'd fucked like animals. I pushed those memories away, locking them in a box inside my mind to view when I was alone. I smiled at him, flashing him my best come-and-get-me smile while I watched his hands from the corner of my eye. Larissa had gotten a better hold on the crowd, and some more now followed her moves. It was a slight they wouldn't let go unpunished. While the Fae were big on fucking over each other, they united when fucked with as a whole. This plan had to work. It was the only one we had. If we failed, the entire guild would suffer Ryder's wrath. I couldn't allow him to hurt them.
"Stupid, Cynthia. You shouldn't have come here," Ryder snarled as his hands rested on his hips.
"I didn't come here for you, Ryder," I replied, meeting his angry glare head on.
"If you leave now, I'll only punish you," he said quietly for my ears alone.
"Promises. Save them. I'm finishing our deal, and when I'm done, we're done. Understand?" I challenged him.
"I'm going to tie you to my fucking bed and feed from you until there is no fight left inside of you. Then I'll keep you there and use you as I see fit. I might even bring you back just to watch those pretty eyes as they explode for me."
I blinked, and my mind shifted from focus for barely a moment with his words. His face changed briefly, shadows moving just beneath the surface of his flesh. His eyes changed, a glimmer of sparks lighting up inside their fiery depths. His teeth sharpened to fracture, something I had never heard of any Fae doing. He wasn't the Dark Prince. He was so much more than he was pretending to be.
"Looks like I'm not the only one keeping secrets, Ryder," I whispered as I felt the power shift.
Larissa had control of everyone except Ryder's men and the puppet now watching me intensely. I sent a silent prayer up as I crouched down low. Ryder did the same, matching me move for move. He crouched low, knowing the moment I broke through the shield that he'd have me. I knew it as much as he did, but I would get away from him as planned. I'd prepared for it, practicing with Adam. I smiled and lifted slowly, watching his body ripple with power and muscles against his suit. I moved to another spot and watched him follow me, his eyes piercing and beautiful in his anger.
"I'm going to fuck you until you only know the need to please me, Sin," until you worship my dick. You'll beg me to fuck you, and your mind will belong to me alone.
He growled as we mirrored each other's movements again, like some sort of crazy football scrimmage line. He knew my moves before I made them, as if he had studied me in detail.
What if I already do worship your dick, Ryder? I said, lowering my voice until it sounded seductive.
His eyes narrowed as his mouth shifted into his sexy little smirk.
Pet, if I owned your mind, you'd let me in right now. You'd let me take you right here in front of everyone and not care who watched us. You care. I'll be sure to change that.
He whispered icily. I swallowed and exhaled before I launched myself at him. I was in his arms and on the floor in seconds, his hands biting into my flesh.
You're mine now, Cynthia.
He growled as he rolled me beneath him, which hadn't been in my plans. I counted inside my head as his eyes stared into mine. 10, 9, 8. I sent my senses out into the room, stopping everything, and once again everything slowed except Ryder.
Let me go, Ryder. I have to prove that you're wrong before you do something stupid.
I can't let you do that, Sen. I have proof that it was the Guild. We have identified most of the people involved.
He growled as his thumb trailed down my cheek slowly. Then I'm sorry, I said as I slammed my head into his and rolled, using his shock as a distraction. I was up and moving toward the angry men protecting Ariana instantly.
Adam's wicked flashbang grenade spell went off, and Ryder's men hit the floor as planned, but they wouldn't stay there for long.
As I pulled one of my blades from his sheath, strapped to my leg, and met the puppet's gaze, I took quick aim and whispered the targeting spell, launching the blade forcefully through her chest with a killing blow. Her body dropped as I was thrown back by something slamming against me hard enough to crush the air from my lungs. I cried out as soon as air came back and met Ryder's angry stare.
Why the fuck did you do that? Shit, Sen.
He snarled low enough that only I could hear him as he held me against the wall. I looked down to see a blade protruding from my chest. Zaruk stood a few feet away from us, on his feet and unaffected by Adam's spell. His eyes filled with sorrow as he brought his hand down from where he'd thrown his knife into my chest. Ryder's eyes dropped to my chest and then over his shoulder to where Zaruk stood, horrified by what he'd done.
Fuck!
He shouted as my body sagged. He scooped me up into his arms. Air escaped from my lungs and a sick sound that made Ryder cuss more. I could feel the life draining with the blood that was escaping from the damaged tissue around the wicked blade protruding from my chest. I coughed, trying to speak, but blood splattered from my mouth to cover Ryder's crisp white shirt beneath his formal wear. I couldn't get the words out. I struggled to get air into my lungs as I was drowning on my own blood. Ryder's eyes showed fear and regret.
Fuck, Sen.
His words trailed off as I smiled and tried another ragged breath.
Ryder!
Riston yelled.
Not now,
he shouted to his demon.
You need to see this,
Riston persisted. Ryder spun around with me still in his arms as he faced the demon and then looked down at where Ariana lay, gasping like a fish out of water.
What the fuck?
He snarled, looking down at her and then at me. Ariana had lost whatever spell had been covering up her stench. Even now I could smell the decaying flesh and decomposed organs. Ryder released me, and I slid to the floor, meeting Adam and Larissa's horrified looks. They were under orders to leave me if I couldn't get back to them. I turned my head at an awkward angle and watched her fingers move. She wasn't dead. I used everything inside of me to pull the blades Zaruk had stuck in my chest out to use on her. I pushed up and used the confusion of the crowd as they realized Ariana was pieced together with dead bodies.
I'm going to find you,
I growled to the person watching from the dead, lifeless eyes. I whispered the targeting spell again, and Zaruk's blade flew from my fingers and slammed into her chest next to my blade. I watched as the reflection of the puppet master faded from her eyes. I stood on shaky legs and looked at Ryder, who looked down at the corpse, Zarook's and my blades now protruding from its chest.
"Told you," I whispered, turning to make it back to Larissa and Adam.
I got about 2 steps before Ryder turned me back toward himself, which made me fall to my knees at his feet.
"What the fuck was that?"
he asked sharply. I tried to speak, but I was seconds from passing out. His eyes lowered to where Zarook stabbed me, and I watched as the full realization of what his man had done in protection of Ariana set in.
"Let go," I croaked.
"You need a healer,"
he growled, trying to pick me up. I tried fighting against his hold, which caused more blood to flow from the open wound in my chest. He saw it and stopped trying to pull me up.
"Why didn't you just fucking tell me?"
I glared at him, shook my head, and ended up coughing more blood. I moved toward Adam and Larissa, who broke the shield's protection and ran to me.
"She needs a hospital,"
Larissa cried.
"She won't make it,"
Adam said, barely above a whisper, sheer terror filling his eyes. We didn't have time to argue as Ryder reached down and picked me up, sifting out. We sifted into some kind of medical ward, more than likely the one Ryder had mentioned at Vlad's bar.
"I need a fucking healer now,"
Ryder snarled to the surprised onlookers who watched us silently.
"Stab wound to her chest. Where the fuck is Alirin?"
He continued to snarl at the Fae around us.
"I'm here. You have to sit her down, Ryder,"
said a tall blonde Fae with wispy hair.
"Fix her or you die,"
he seethed.
"You have to set her down, sire, or I won't have a chance to do so,"
the blonde Fae said clearly. I watched Ryder step back after he had set me on a bed, his eyes searching my face with a rawness I'd never seen before in their molten depths.
"Alirin, you have to fix her. What is she?"
he asked, already pulling apart my clothes to get a look at the wound.
"She's unknown, Fae. She looks human. Are you sure she isn't?"
he replied as he put an oxygen mask over my mouth and nose.
"I don't fucking know," Ryder growled. "She's more human than Fae right now. She has not transitioned." "But, sire..." "Just fix her, Alirin. Your life depends on it,"
Ryder said, so softly that I thought I had imagined it. Chapter 35. I awoke to the whispers of people speaking in hushed tones. I winced as fire spread through my ribs, but at least I was able to breathe again. Either that or we had all died and I'd hallucinated the healer. I blinked and tried to cover my eyes, but the IV and K-Flex bandage made it a feeble attempt. The scent of bleach and sterile equipment filled the room. "If I'm not dead, turn the freaking light off," I groaned.
"There's my girl,"
Alden's voice sounded from beside me. "If you guys died too, I'm going to haunt that fucking fairy until hell freezes over," I mumbled through my cracked lips. Everyone inside the room laughed. "I'm serious," I said, narrowing my eyes as I tried to move. Adam held his head over mine as I realized I couldn't move. He laughed and shook his head.
"Nope, afraid not. You're alive, Sin. Ryder saved you."
"Saved me my ass. His guy is the reason I got stabbed," I complained, remembering the look in his eyes. He'd regretted what had happened.
"Good."
"Yeah, well, it's over, and we won. You got her, Sin," Larissa said, smiling from behind Adam's head as she leaned over him.
"Where am I?" I asked, wishing I could sit up.
"Guild Hospital. There's been a lot of wrangling while you were out. Ryder is claiming you and I are Fae and no longer fall under Guild jurisdiction. He tried to keep you and demanded the Guild turn me over as well. Alden filed a formal complaint and injunction against Ryder and brought you back to the Guild until this could be sorted out. And speaking of, he failed to protect you from danger, so the contract is void. You attended the engagement ball, which was in the contract, and by Fey law, you were there by invitation. The only problem is, he said if we didn't want to send everyone else to face a boatload of charges, that you had to come back willingly and renew the contract.
I blinked at the overload of information from Adam. So let me get this right. If I don't go back to Ryder, the strike team does?
Adam sighed and shook his head. They said they would, Sin, but that's up to you. You can choose to walk away this time.
No, I snorted. That wasn't an option. They were my team last night.
Last week, Adam said sheepishly as he scratched his head and crinkled his nose.
Last week? I winced as I tried to sit up. Why didn't anyone wake me up?
I shook my head, as much as it would allow me to.
You were treated by the Fey. Ryder said it might take your body a while to heal since you haven't, transitioned yet.
Adam winced and stood up fully again. Transitioned my ass. And no, I'll go, Adam. Tell the team they did well to stand down. I'll go see Ryder.
I met his emerald eyes that now had that ring of lime.
You don't have to, Cynthia. I'll find a way to deal with them,
Alden argued. Alden, listen to me. I did this. It was my idea, my team, my coven, my responsibility. He has answers, and I need them. Adam needs them too, and sooner or later, without help, we will end up hurting someone, and then the guild will have to hunt us. I can't live with that. Can you, Adam?
I asked, meeting and holding his eyes before looking behind him to where Larissa held his hand.
No,
he said as his teeth ground together. I can do this. You made me strong enough and smart enough, Alden. Sooner or later, we have to learn to be what we are, and you haven't found a way out of being Fey yet. I can't feel my magic right now, and without it, I'm a sitting duck.
I don't like it, Cynthia,
Alden continued. You don't have to like it. We just have to deal with it, I whispered, closing my eyes briefly before opening them back up.
What happened with Ariana?
Adam snorted.
Well, she was one of us, but she'd been dead for a couple years, Sin. Her body is being wrapped and ready to be taken back to the Seattle Guild in a few days. They are going back through the missing persons files now, seeing how many of them might have been the first victims. The press is going absolutely apeshit crazy over this, and hounding Ryder. They're camping on his doorstep. We got you out before they could connect us to anything. You got lucky, Sin, this time.
I'd killed his puppet, or her puppet, which meant soon we'd know who had been pulling her strings and why. I closed my eyes and tried shaking off the sick feeling that came with knowing she'd been a victim before a tool. I stood outside Ryder's estate after fighting through the press, who even now were flashing pictures of me standing in his driveway. I was dressed in low hip-hugging jeans and a baggy shirt that hid the fact that my ribs were wrapped from where Zaruk had stabbed me. I stood my ground, watching as 14 males piled from the house shirtless. Someone needed to put a freaking warning label on these guys. May cause hormonal overload. Ryder stood in the middle, his eyes sliding down my body slowly, probably looking for damages. We said nothing. I could feel the Fae pulsing with their wild magic, waiting for me to strike or do something stupid. I shook my head, wondering if we'd get into a pissing contest next. Maybe I had interrupted their workout session, which could account for the lack of dress and pissy looks I was getting from them.
You ordered me here, I said, finally breaking the silence.
I did,
Ryder replied with a lopsided grin that looked more dangerous than friendly.
I'm here, I mumbled.
You are.
Okay, we gonna measure dicks all day, Ryder, or are we gonna sign a contract? I snapped.
You don't have a dick, Sin. I would have noticed.
Ryder's smile lifted roguishly. I rolled my eyes and then rubbed them in frustration.
Your man stabbed me, Ryder, because he thought I was a danger to your fiancé. I broke in because you were in danger. I tried to talk to you when this first went down and you didn't listen to me then, so I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have listened to me about this. You're too fucking stubborn. We were hunting a killer. You were getting ready to marry his or her puppet, and I saved you. I did what you wanted me to. Only there was no assassin, unless you consider the one pulling the strings on your, well, whatever she would be now.
You broke into an engagement party with almost every house of royal fae in attendance. An engagement that I set up. There was never going to be any wedding, Cynthia. Ever. I was trying to draw out the light fae, among other things, and you ruined it.
I blinked at him. No wedding? He hadn't planned on going through with it? And why was he trying to draw out the light fae? Ryder had more secrets, and I was starting to wonder if he wasn't trying to start an all-out war with the other castes of fae. Why would you need to draw out the light fae? I asked, trying to pull more information from him.
That's none of your fucking business, Ryder growled. You broke fae laws, Cynthia, without a good fucking reason.
You were about to start a fucking war, Ryder, on my guild. I saved lives. I don't regret it, not even if it leaves me your fucking slave for eternity. I was born to save people, and I'm good at it. I take out bad people. I do what no one else wants to do, Ryder. I get the job done. I winced and grabbed my ribs before realizing what I had done and righted myself again.
You're not healed, he growled.
Nope, still human, I said, hiding the pain in my voice.
You're in pain.
I'm fine.
Who is stubborn?
He asked, moving closer to me. I am. Never said I wasn't.
You should be healed by now,
he whispered as his eyes met and held mine. Nope, not yet. I need to finish this and get home. I need to find the puppet master. He needs to die, like yesterday.
You won't be going home this time. You will be staying with me indefinitely.
No, I won't. I was stupid last time to sign before reading every detail. I came here because you forced me back. You knew I'd come. I watched his eyes sparkle in answer. While I'm here, you didn't protect me. You got me stabbed. You broke our contract. Alden thought it was a temporary clause, but it wasn't. If you fail to protect me from harm, you forfeit your claim on me. That's why I'm here, because you don't like to lose. He smiled and tipped his head.
It won't happen again, and I didn't lose, Sin. You're here, and I told you I always win.
Ah, but remember, Ryder, you're as stubborn as I. We're both hot-headed. If you play with fire, someone's bound to get burned. And this time it won't be me.
You burn pretty hot, Sin. I haven't forgotten.
He whispered, smiling softly. Not gonna happen. I'll be making my own contract. It goes both ways. Watch what you wish for. You just might get it.
You're going to need to feed sooner or later, Sin.
He warned as his eyes turned hard. Then I guess we better get to negotiating, Ryder. I challenged him back.
Is your body changing?
Nope, I'm still me. He smiled.
Your eyes are facing. Unique as well. I have never seen a mix of blue and purple before. I'm curious as to how Adam became your familiar.
He's not my familiar, he's my family.
No, he calmed you down. He grounded your power with his own. Most fae spend eternity looking for a familiar who can ground their powers. Yet you, a newborn, walked in with one in your pocket. Explain.
Explain? I laughed. Okay, last week, I was a witch. I knew where the hell I belonged, Ryder. This week, I'm a fucking fairy. A fucking fairy. My entire life has been a huge fucking lie. I got people who loved me killed because I can't think of another reason for those fae to be inside my house that day. No one can. But now that I know I'm fae, or turning fae, I know they were there for me. So explain?
I have no fucking idea, Ryder. I don't even know who my actual parents are or why they hid me. Adam is only getting pieces of what he thinks we are. Hell, he doesn't even know why he is drawn to me, but he is. When I get pissed or upset, he feels it. Nothing in my life makes any sense now. The only thing I do know is that I don't want any of this.
I need to know what the mark on the back of your neck is, he growled.
I threw up my hands and stood there, waiting for Ryder to invite me in so we could get this over with. When he didn't say anything, I tapped my foot, impatiently waiting. I looked around us at the smiles and smirks from his men. Rustin was there, a guarded look in his eyes, a sad expression on his face. Maybe he felt bad for everything that had ensued after he'd asked me to investigate the light air.
Come, we will go inside, he said crisply.
I started forward, but it hurt. I'd done too much today already, and I had yet to fully heal. I flinched as I stepped forward and felt my knees try to give away under the weight. Ryder was instantly there, catching me by the waist to steady me on my feet. Let go of me. I can manage on my own, I growled at him.
I think thank you are the words you're looking for, Sin. If you're not healing, we need to figure out why,
he said, letting me go and heading back inside, awarding me with a view of his firm ass and his low-hung jeans. Did you go broke and couldn't afford shirts in the budget this month? I grumbled at having to look at his exposed skin.
You liked my brands inside Fairy. You interrupted a training regimen, Sin, he said, smiling over his shoulder. If I remember correctly, inside Fairy, you tried to taste every one of my brands.
With my tongue, I snapped back as his men fought the urge to smile.
Don't tempt me, Sin. I've decided only to keep one source of food in my house.
Claire? I asked, glaring at him.
You.
I tripped over my feet and ran into his back. It made the wound scream in pain, and before I knew it, I was falling. Once again, he was faster than gravity was. He caught me with a worried look in golden depths.
You need to rest. You're not healing fast enough.
Sucks to be me. Contract. He smiled coldly.
You drive me crazy, and I think you do it on purpose. I had to watch you almost die, Sin. Do you have any idea how fucking hard that was for me? I had to watch them cut you open to stop the bleeding, and I watched you bleed out 3 fucking times before Alirin could stop it. And then I had to watch as your fucking coven came in and took you away from me while citing breach of contract bullshit, and I couldn't fucking kill them because if by some fucking miracle you woke up and I had, you would never forgive me. I saved you, Sin, not them. You'd be dead if I hadn't been Fae. You'd have died in the arms of your coven.
I swallowed slowly and reached up against my will to caress his face gently. Thank you for saving me. Next time, try not letting me get stabbed first. He smiled and searched my face before setting me back on my feet. His hands steadied me before he released me.
I meant what I said, Sin. I plan on punishing you soon.
Yeah, you like to say that, but you're going to have to get in line. I'm waiting for a visit from the puppet master at the moment, so we need to hurry this along.
Chapter 36. It took 3 hours to finish signing the contract. Once again, I was his property, at least for a while, but I'd stood my ground and refused to back down on some things. I was back in the guild car and heading to my shared apartment when Larissa called to check up. Local morgue, you stab them, we slab them, I said, smiling impishly, knowing she'd heard it in my voice. Sin, how'd it go? Larissa replied with nervousness in her tone. It went okay, I said, turning onto the highway and frowning. Everything okay? I asked, noting she lacked her normal pizzazz tonight. It's fine. Are you on your way home? I didn't miss the hopeful tone in her voice as she asked.
Yep. Need something from the store? I asked, wondering if that was the hope I'd heard since I was already out.
No, I was just checking, she replied.
You and Adam need me to stay gone for a while? I crinkled my forehead and made a mental note to set them a schedule or have them go to his place from here on out.
Just come home, please, Sin. I need you here, she said and hung up on me.
I held the phone out, looking at it before shoving it back into the purse between the seats. What the hell had that been about? She'd sounded upset, and I really hoped it had nothing to do with Adam. No way in hell was I playing a go-between with their relationship. I shook my head and headed home. I hit the button for the second time, glaring at the doors of the elevator. I tried to call her again, but she'd either hit ignore or call or had turned off her phone completely, which had made me ignore most of the speed limit signs from the highway all the way home. The elevator doors beeped as they slid open. I rolled my eyes and stepped in, pressing the third floor and waiting. When the doors opened on our floor, I felt a twinge of fear, but it wasn't my own fear that I felt. I groaned, hoping it had nothing to do with Larissa's fear that Adam was now Faye. It wasn't as if we had chosen it. We couldn't change it either. The best we could do was ignore it until it became more dominant, and then Ryder would help us, as had been agreed upon earlier tonight. I exhaled and shook my head as I twisted the knob and found it locked. I lifted my knee and groaned when the pain came back as I dug through my purse for the keys. I almost found them when the door opened and a man, who wasn't Adam, stood in front of me.
You must be Cynthia.
I blinked and narrowed my eyes. And you would be?
Oh, how rude of me. I'm Joseph.
He held out his hand, which I didn't take as I looked over his shoulder to see inside my own apartment.
Do come in, Sin. Larissa and I have been waiting for you.
He looked harmless enough. Maybe we had a new neighbor? He knew my name, so obviously Larissa trusted him enough to allow him inside our apartment. Why she'd allowed him to answer the door was beyond me, though. I could see no brands exposed from the white shirt and faded jeans he wore that would mark him Fay or from the guild. It wasn't until I met his eyes that I found something off about him.
Where is she?
I asked as my stomach dropped.
She's inside,
he said with a smile that didn't fit right on his pinched features. His hair was a dull brown and looked as if he had been running his hands through it all day. He had eyes that held a keen interest in a shade of gray that was creepy. I pushed past him and screamed as I felt the sudden white-hot pain in my back. It was too late. Something was pushed into one of my shoulder blades, and I fell to the floor, unable to move a single muscle. Tears burst into my eyes as I realized I couldn't move. I could see Larissa, though. She was tied to a chair, and blood was pouring from her face in several places. He'd come while I'd been out signing the contract. The puppet master had gotten to Larissa, and I'd failed to feel anything from her from our connection. Worse, she must have been tortured this entire time by a killer I had provoked. I fought to pull any magic around or to me, while his malicious laughter pulled my eyes to him. He stood over me, looking down with a twisted smile.
It won't help. Those rods were created to hold the gods. The more you struggle, the more they lock down and drain you and your powers.
He snickered, enjoying the pain that was now palpable inside the room.
I challenged you. Let her go, I said, trying to get Larissa away from danger. No, she is too beautiful. She has great skin, and her eyes, oh, so magical.
I felt bile push at the back of my throat. Everything inside of me screamed that this wasn't happening. Not again. I couldn't watch this. I couldn't breathe.
Mine are better. I'm Faye.
You I plan on keeping, because you killed my masterpiece. You will get to keep your friend. Well,
He crouched down and moved a few stray pieces of hair from my face.
You will get to keep pieces of her.
No, please, I whispered, meeting Larissa's terrified eyes as she tried to speak through the gag tied over her mouth.
Let's get you up. You need a better seat for the show.
He chirped as he easily picked me up and held me pressed against the wall. He had more of the small, thin rods in his hands. He used one hand to press my head against the wall as the rest of my body obeyed him. His free hand slid the pins in one by one as his eyes lit up. I fought the urge to scream as fire ignited and muscle gave way, tearing as each one was pressed through. He was enjoying it with a calmness that was unsettling. I fought nausea as I helplessly allowed it. He was going to kill us both, and I couldn't do a single thing but watch. I was going to have to relive my past again. There had to be a way to stop this. I tried to pull up a shield that would protect us, but nothing happened except a tightening inside my chest. Tears of hopelessness ran down my face as he snickered and backed up with his head tipped low as madness lit inside his eyes.
You took him away from me. I could have brought down the entire Fae race. You ruined it.
He lost his composure and screamed, showing just how unhinged he was.
No, you will suffer, and you will take her place.
He turned and picked up a knife, his other hand trailing over Larissa's bare leg where he'd cut her pants open. I screamed, shaking everything inside the room until he was forced to turn back to me. He walked back slowly, his eyes lighting up around the edges to reveal the fact that he was half Fae. Changeling.
That's it, baby. Scream!
He screamed with me, his piercing the room until he started laughing.
No one can hear you. No one will save you.
I stopped and shook inside, my palm itching with a slight tingle, and then a burn as if it was trying to work blood magic again. I swallowed and begged him to cut me, to use me, but he refused. And when he walked back over to Larissa, all I could do was watch as my voice, hoarse and tired, refused to work. He removed the gag from Larissa's bloody mouth, and my heart dropped. Everything inside of me screamed in denial. No. Oh, God, no. Laurie. Oh, God. He had cut her beautiful face up in several places. He snickered as he sank his blade in and watched her come back, aware of what was happening. She sobbed and shook her head, trying to move it away from his merciless abuse. I met her eyes and sobbed along with her as I fought the hold of the pins. He was cutting her open, and once again I couldn't help. I wasn't strong enough to do anything with the pins holding me securely to the wall. I screamed and fought the horror of what he was doing. He whistled while he cut my best friend open. He was fucking insane. His body moved, blocking my view for a few seconds, and then silence reigned as he cut whatever it was from Larissa's insides, the noise sickening. When he turned around, I closed my eyes. I didn't want to see, didn't want to know what he had done.
Beautiful,
he whispered, and then I felt his blood-coated hands on my shirt as he cut it up the middle. I opened my eyes and met his. I'm going to get loose, and when I do, I am going to cut the flesh from your bones and rip every organ out slowly, starting with the ones you can live without. He snickered again and groped my chest. I couldn't see Larissa. I felt the rage pulsing inside of me, and yet no magic came from it. The connection we shared was now completely gone, severed.
You will scream for me. I promise you, when I am done with you, you will do anything I want you to. I will control your body and mind. Are you ready to scream?
He smiled coldly as his blade came up to touch my skin. I felt the knife cut through my chest, and he was right. I screamed. I thought I couldn't anymore, but I was wrong. The blade sliced through my skin like fresh, melted butter. I looked down to watch his blade, covered with my own blood now.
He snickered, enjoying the sound of my screams as he pulled the blade out and licked it. He opened his mouth to say something, and before he could, he was gone from where he had stood in front of me. I turned my head and watched as a hooded figure in an onyx-colored cloak attacked.